Robert Dyer, Chris Fiotis, Penny Musser, Shelley Skolnick, Gabe Albernus, Rosemary Arquin, Marilyn Balcom, Charles Barkley, Shruti Bhatnagar, Sherry Branson, Brandy Brooks, Craig Carozza Cavanis, Ron Colbert, Bill Conway, Juan Dang, Tom Falsnelli, Lorna Phillips Ford, Loretta Jean Garcia, Paul Geller, Evan Glass, Richard Godfrey.
You're listening to all the names of 38 people running for at-large seats on the Montgomery County Council. That is nearly 40 people running for, count them, only four seats.
What a race. And joining us live to talk about it is Bruce DePoit, longtime D.C. area political journalist, senior reporter for MarylandMatters.org. Great to have you back, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Always great to be with you guys.
Local voters are very smart, but 38 candidates in one race for four seats. How can anyone be expected to tackle a field like this?
This is a mammoth challenge for voters in Montgomery County, and we're talking about the Democratic voters who will be taking part, who will be voting in the upcoming June 26th primary. So to lay the foundation a bit, there are nine seats on the Montgomery County Council. Five of those nine members serve in districts. The other four serve at large. So the party will have a nomination process in June to find the four nominees who will run against the four Republicans in November. And that's where this field of 38 candidates comes in. Voters are going to have to do their research, do their homework, figure out before they get to the polling place which four of the 38 they think should ultimately be on the council starting in December after the election, and make their selections accordingly. But this is a historically difficult task because we just don't see fields this large.
This is a little tangential, but can this be attributed to all of this new energized sentiment among Democrats?
Somewhat, absolutely. We're seeing people say, I don't like the direction the county's going in, or the state, or the country, or whatever, and I'm going to do more than sit home and complain about it. I'm going to be involved. And clearly, one of the key ways you can be involved and make your values sort of have your value imprint on society, as it were, is to run for office and perhaps to serve in office. But I think the big issue here is the term limits law that had always, there were prior attempts to get a term limits law established in Montgomery County. They all went down to defeat. In 2016, it was approved. So now the incumbents, you would normally have a bunch of incumbents running for re-election and a very small number of challengers. Well, now basically everyone who's been in office for any period of time in Montgomery County, they're done, term limited out, and people looked up and they said, wow, this is my chance. There are now essentially open seats for which to run.
Okay, our final 30 seconds or so here, but okay, you have 38 people. Some of them probably do have some sort of political experience, and some are rookies, right?
It runs the gamut.
What's your advice for trying to sort it out?
Very challenging for the voters to get their message out, very challenging for the candidates to get their message out, and very difficult for the voters to figure out who deserves their vote. I think endorsements are going to be even more important than usual. If the Washington Post, if the teachers' union, if individual elected officials like an Ike Leggett or whoever, it's a way of shortcutting potentially that incredible amount of homework and digging and research you'd have to do as a voter to figure out who deserves your vote. Because it's the idea being that others have done the research and the homework for you.
And of course, as we get closer to the primaries, all of us will be breaking down these candidates, so you can try to learn something about them.
We've got our work cut out for us, don't we?
Right. Yeah, thank you so much, Bruce.
Sure, thanks, Bruce.
That's Bruce DePoit, longtime D.C. area political journalist, senior reporter at MarylandMatters.org.